Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting second. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Pilarczyk. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Joe Durham. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dick Williams. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Bridwesser. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Willie Miranda. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Moore. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Ray Moore. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting second. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting third. The first baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The right fielder, J.W. Porter. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank House. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Reno Bertoia. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Foitak. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Paul Foitak. And now, play ball. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Foitak fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos strikes out. One out. Joe Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham strikes out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a pop-up towards first. Boyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Breidwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidwesser hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bowling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willy Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ray Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner takes first base on ball 4. Moore moves to second. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyd hits a pop-up towards first. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia hits a pop-up towards first. Boyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Paul Foytak. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Steve Gromek now pitching. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0 for 1 in the game. Pilarczyk hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 1 in the game. Triandos hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Durham moves to second. Jim Breidwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidwesser is 0 for 1 in the game. Breidwesser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Willy Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0 for 1 in the game. Miranda hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Moore reaches second base with a double. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-2 in the game. Boyd takes first base on ball 4. John Sitoris now pitching. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0-for-2 in the game. Pilarczyk takes first base on ball 4. Moore moves to third. Boyd moves to second. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-2 in the game. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone scoops it up and throws to first, with Sitoris covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triandos settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-1 in the game. House hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. Keene moves to second. Two outs. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0-for-1 in the game. Bertoia is walked intentionally. John Sitoris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sitoris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of K-line. Williams reaches second base with a double. There goes Durham trying to get to home. K-line throws the ball into Keene, who relays the ball to House, who tags Durham, who came all the way from first, for the out. Williams moves to third. One out. Jim Bridewesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridewesser is 0-for-2 in the game. Bridewesser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it and throws to home to get Williams. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bridewesser. The throw from House and he is safe. Bridewesser steals second. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0-for-2 in the game. Miranda hits a fly ball into center field. K-line settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Maxwell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pilarczyk. Porter reaches second base with a double. Kaline goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Tigers. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-2 in the game. House hits a fly ball into center field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bill Tuttle now playing center field. Al Kaline now playing right field. Ray Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gardner takes first base on ball 4. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boyd hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Boyd reaches second base with a double. Gardner moves to third. Bob Niemann pinch hits for Al Pilarczyk. Lou Sleater now pitching. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gardner scores. Boyd moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Tigers. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-3 in the game. Triandos hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Pyburn now playing right field. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bertoia hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Breidweiser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Sleater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sleater hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-3 in the game. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Maxwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sleater fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bertoia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Breidweiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidweiser is 0-for-3 in the game. Breidweiser strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. George Zavarink now pitching. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-3 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0-for-3 in the game. Miranda hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Hale pinch hits for George Zavarink. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Gardner hits a pop-up towards first. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 2, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.